In the lunchtime edition, a man in critical condition in hospital after being shot last night at Long Gap Spooner's Hill. The police identify the victim of yesterday's St. Lawrence shooting as a 32-year-old Christchurch man. A man robbed of his jewelry at gunpoint at Six Roads, St. Philip. Meantime, jewelry store owners looking to increase security due to an uptick in robberies and want more police patrols in key areas. And Jamaica records two successive quarters of economic decline. Good afternoon. I'm Stetson Babb. This is The Latest. A man is in critical condition in hospital after being shot last night at Long Gap Spooner's Hill, St. Michael. The police say the incident happened about 11 p.m. According to a police statement, the victim was standing outside his residence when he was shot in the neck and right shoulder. He was transported to hospital in a private car and is in critical but stable condition. When Starcom Network News visited the area today, relatives were gathered at the home of the victim but declined comment. However, a neighbor says that when she heard of the shooting and who the victim was, she was surprised.
Basically, a young gentleman, he's work, and he just hang out for the evening, and that's it. I don't really hear him in the trouble, so I was kind of shocked when I heard that he got shot, you know, because just lying with a normal person afterward and go home. And his mom, you know, they're very to the self kind of people. So it was a shock to me.
She notes this is the second shooting in the area in recent times.
Nowadays, no, this is about the second shooting in about, say, a 3 month span. Because then we had a guy that got shot over the school, and then a guy got shot just right here. But all of it happened when we were closed up. So to me, you hear about the crying, but now you're coming home again, a little scary. Because then another guy, don't you get his boy got took up last night. Or the gentleman, his boy got carried away last night. So all these things happening, like one behind the other. So you don't know where else coming. I used to open a lot later, and that stopped and desist.
A resident of Long Gap, Spooner's Hill, St. Michael. Meantime, the police have released the identity of the man who was shot dead yesterday at Bamboo Avenue, St. Lawrence, Christchurch. The victim is 32-year-old Jerome Dixon of Bamboo Road, St. Lawrence. Dixon died at the scene, while two other men were injured and transported to hospital, one with gunshot injuries and the other with a severe chop wound to the head. Police are on the hunt for the gunman who robbed a man of his jewelry at Six Roads, St. Philip, yesterday afternoon. Starcom Network News understands the incident happened about 3:25 p.m. Starcom sources indicate that the 52-year-old victim was outside Nichols Bakery at Six Roads when he was robbed of a gold chain and a bracelet by two men, one of whom was armed with a gun. Jewelry store owners are concerned about this spike in robberies targeting both businesses and individuals wearing jewelry. The store owners are looking to increase their security and also want a stronger police presence, especially in busy areas. Managing Director of Tropicana Jewelers, Hero Uttam Chandy, calls for sustained police patrols, particularly in Bridgetown, where many of these incidents have occurred.
Two things should be done. One, I increased my security system, camera system and all, but also the need to have more police presence in Swan Street in general. Yeah, definitely there is a big concern with that. Not just jewelry store, but robberies in general, because it's becoming very rampant.
Meantime, Eric Lazar, whose jewelry store was targeted by an armed robber recently, also plans to increase security at his store.
I will be adding security to my door. So most customers now will have to buzz to get in. All customers will have to buzz to get in for the time being. That's all because of the price of gold. That's That happening because of the price of gold. Price of gold is very high, and the slightest little piece costs a lot of money. I would like to see more police presence.
Eric Lazar of Lazar's Jewelry in the Lunchtime Edition. Barbadians are being warned against smuggling reptiles into the country and about the risks of keeping potentially dangerous snakes as pets. Animal Welfare Coordinator in the Ministry of Health, Wayne Norville, was commenting on a video in circulation showing the capture of a constrictor snake, the latest in a series of such incidents. Mr. Norville, who previously served as the Chief Inspector of the RSPCA, points out that such snakes are capable of killing a child.
Some bears have very exotic tastes, and a lot of them are fall apart. Having a snake, as I said years ago, people didn't understand what I was saying, but having a snake in captivity for a long period of time and then it escapes. This snake was being fed, never have to hunt for anything. It could make a mistake with a newborn baby in a cradle, in a playpen. It could make a mistake because the same size, basically the same size as a large cat or a large dog or a large pup, you know? So I think it is dangerous for these people to have these things and don't know anything about them.
That's the Animal Welfare Coordinator in the Ministry of Health and Wellness, Wayne Norville. Jamaica has registered its second consecutive quarter of economic contraction, falling by 1.8%. However, the director of the Planning Institute of Jamaica says the country is not in recession.
Examining the other official data from Statin on Jamaica's unemployment rate, another widely used economic indicator of a recession, we get a different picture. The unemployment rate for October 2024 is 3.5%, and employers have also lamented challenges and shortages in filling some vacant positions. This suggests that despite the temporary contraction in output, the labor market continues to remain robust and may be considered a lead indicator of a return to growth in the short term.
The Director General of the Planning Institute of Jamaica, Dr. Wayne Henry. Our top stories. A man in critical condition in hospital after being shot last night at Long Gap, Spooner's Hill, St. Michael. The police identified the victim of yesterday's St. Lawrence shooting as a 32-year-old Christchurch man. A man robbed off his jewelry at gunpoint at 6 Road, St. Philip yesterday. Meantime, jewelry store owners looking to increase security due to an uptick in robberies and want more police patrols in key areas. Animal experts warn of the danger of keeping snakes and other exotic pets. As yet another constrictor is captured. Jamaica records two successive quarters of economic decline. But the head of the Planning Institute of Jamaica denies that the country is in recession. The lunchtime edition of The Latest from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. I'm Stetson Babb. Good afternoon.
Thank you, Stetson. Don't miss The Latest with the Starcom Network News at your fingertips. Listen or catch up on starcomnetwork.net. WhatsApp, add me to 246-256-6397 to receive breaking news, and like and follow at Starcom Network News on Instagram and Facebook now.